9 to noon radio show on your home for Vikings football, FM 100.3 The Fan. Paul Allen, privileged to be at Vikings minicamp, final day of minicamp, and also privileged to be joined now by Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm quite well, thank you. You and some Viking staffers had a nice evening to relax at Canterbury Park recently. Thanks for coming to the racetrack. We enjoyed your company.
Well, it was great. I was very impressed with when I was in the booth with you and making the call.
Really?
I was surprised you could get all that right. And, you know, I heard football-wise you're not quite that good. But.
Well, remember that on Tuesdays at about 12:45 when you're frustrated at something defensively and we got to tape that weekly thing.
Okay.
Remember that booth moment, okay?
Yeah, you were very impressive.
Thank you, Coach.
Impressed.
Thank you. Do the horses intrigue you at all?
You know, I love looking at the muscular, athletic thoroughbreds. It's exciting to watch those guys. You know, I love athletes anyway, but it's fun.
They're equine athletes. I liked it when we brought you down to the paddock for the tour to kind of show you how the saddling works and the mm-hmm. jockeys and trainers and everything. How there was one horse walking around for race four, and you looked at it and said, I'd love to have that guy as one of my linebackers.
Yeah,
just this big, thick, muscular horse.
Big stud, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And
I was thinking about getting on one of them, but I'm a little bigger than a jockey.
Who did better at the racetrack that Friday night, you or Norv Turner? Because, you know, you guys have been battling since the Bengals-Browns days.
Yeah, I think probably Norv did because that horse you gave me in the 10th didn't really come through.
I know. Yeah, we choose to remember the one in the 3rd.
Yeah, that's right.
Not the one in the 9th or 10th. I wasn't able to attend Tuesday and Wednesday's minicamp because you started the practices at 10 in the morning. And it jacked with my week just a little bit. Not that you put you schedule your week around me, because after being here for about 45 minutes today, clearly players, coaches, everybody within the organization, very happy that you moved minicamp time earlier on Tuesday and Wednesday, and you always have the benefit of your players in mind, and I respect you for that. But I've seen nothing. So would you care to share what I missed and maybe share some of the secrets to your scheme?
Well, the reason why I moved it, you know, we've been through the training camp schedule, and I did not feel it was beneficial for us to come out here and have an hour-long walkthrough. I figured we could get what we needed to get done by going out and getting into practice and going from there. But it's been a good 2 days so far. Hopefully it'll be a good third day today. You know, the players are working extremely hard. They seem to be having a lot of fun. You know, I told them today in the meeting, I said, you know, everybody keeps coming up and say, Coach, you want to have some team building? You know, are we going to have a team building day? Are we going to do this? And I said, no, we're going to work. I said, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. We need to get better. We're not to the team building thing. And in my opinion, the way you don't get better by playing ping pong. You get better by winning, and that's how we're going to team build. We're going to win.
Yeah. You notice what's happened to the weather of late. You can kind of hear it in the microphones.
Yep.
You know what we call that? The winds of change. From 7-9 to hopefully a markedly better record in the 2015 season. I know you're not super concerned at this stage of the run with, like, what other teams do, but it's kind of weird to me. I've never seen it that multiple teams are, like, canceling their final days of minicamp. Mm-hmm. Patriots did it. Two others did it yesterday, like the Buccaneers. Have you ever been part of something like that, or any idea what leads to that?
No. You know, I do think that we're to a point so far this spring that, you know, guys are excited to get to training camp and get moving, and we probably could have done that, but we've got a bunch of our alumni coming out here today for a barbecue.
Had my radio show here.
Yeah, and of course your radio show, and but you know, we've got a lot of young players on this football team, and you know, it's not like we're coming off of a 13-3 season. We've got a lot of work to do, and so every opportunity that we have that we can come out here and work to get better, whether it's working on our technique or working on our plays or the timing or whatever, getting more guys reps, to me it's important.
Are the veterans
and you know what else, Paul?
Yeah.
To me a lot of it's about a mindset. The mindset is that our players understand that this is what we do. We're going to go out and work. We're going to try to outwork people. We're going to try and outrun them. We're going to try and outhit them. And you know, so a lot of it's just that. It's not the mindset of, hey, let's go to the beach today.
Yep. And that mindset, I would imagine, you're trying to definitely instill with the younger players before they leave for 5 weeks and change. Because, like, I sat down for a one-on-one interview a couple of days ago with Adrian Peterson, and I asked him what he respected most about you, and he went right to it with a smile and said he shoots straight. I mean, whether it's on the field or off the field, I know exactly where this man stands. So your veterans are squared away with that. Got to make sure the rookies and the younger players are, right?
Yeah, that's always part of it. And, part of it is trying to change a culture when you come in and try to get the player's mentality the same as yours and understanding, it is so hard to win in this league. I mean, there's so many great teams and great players, and five plays a game is going to determine whether if your record is 13-3 or 3-13. And so we have to continually preach about every play is important. Every chance we get, every rep is so important, whether it's the rookies or the veterans.
Through OTAs and 2 days of minicamp, Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Vikings on the 9 to noon show, are the veterans doing it markedly faster this year compared to last?
Really, yes, they really are. They and the other thing about it is they seem to be having fun. You know, we're out here working pretty good, and we go fast, but they seem to be having fun with each other. But I do see the guys that have been through the system now for the second year starting out. I do see them playing much faster. There's not near as much thinking. Obviously, for the rookies, there's quite a bit. But I like this team. I said this before. I like the way they work. They haven't changed that one bit. They come in to work and come ready to study. They come in and it's good for me to hear, because I hear things from Eric Sugarman, the trainer, Dennis Ryan downstairs, people that, are around the players quite a bit. And I hear things like, all they do is they're sitting in there talking football, and they're sitting in there talking about, the plays for the day and this and that. They're not talking about, what they're doing on vacation or what they're going to be doing out at night at whatever. And so to me, that's impressive that these guys are starting to really think about the opportunities that we have in front of us.
How confident are you at this stage of the equation, Mike, that your quarterback can go from promising to whatever the next positive step is?
Well, I'm confident in Teddy. He's a terrific young man, I'm hopeful that he'll continue to keep going in that direction. He works extremely hard, and he wants to be really good, and he's got the obviously the greatest demeanor there is in the world. I hope that he'll make a big jump this year.
Your rookie wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, personally, you know a thousand times more about it than me. I liked what I saw at OTAs and rookie camp, but, given you and the fans shut me out of the first 2 days of minicamp, I haven't seen him through minicamp. How does Stephon Diggs look so far?
Very good. Very, very similar to how he looked in the rookie camp.
He's very nice.
He's got great hands. He's got a good catch radius. He's got great speed. His routes, when he runs the routes, are they all look the same. He's got the same body lean, the same, and he can get in and out of cuts. And I don't like to compare players, but Norv has talked about some of the receivers that he's had in the past, very good ones that
really
kind of reminds him of.
How much is linebacker Anthony Barr missing while recovering from injury?
Well, he's missed quite a bit. He's starting to get out here a little bit. We had him in some of the early part of practice the last couple of days, and it's good to get him out. He's communicating out there. He's making calls and checks and acting more like a veteran. But he missed all this last year, coming out of UCLA. And,
yep.
He'll have some catching up to do, but I think he should be fine.
So you in your heart of hearts don't have any long-term concerns with what's going on with him right now physically?
No.
Good.
No, none whatsoever.
Excellent. What's it like working with Trey Waynes? Is he a sponge with what you teach?
Yeah, he's a great kid as well, and we're blessed that Rick's done a great job of bringing these kind of type of players in here, guys that are really good people. He's still got a lot of work to do, but he's got all the attributes, and we're playing him a lot of different spots right now. I'm trying to expose him to a lot of different things, and so his head's spinning a little bit at this point in time, but he'll settle in and we'll settle him down. We did the same thing with Anthony Barr last year. It was, hey, let's see how many things he can do, and then we'll figure out where to kind of package it down. So I'm excited about him. He's a great kid, and he keeps working very, very hard.
Some really good battles you're having right now, from what I understand, through OTAs and mini camps. Maybe none more heated than the safety spot next to Harrison Smith. With Blanton, Exum, Sendejo, Anthony Harris is back on the field. Is that a heated competition?
Yeah, you know, right now, Paul, it's guys just really trying to learn what they're doing and kind of show what they can do. You know, Sean Prater's in that mix. We've moved right. him around the corner, you know, and a guy like him has a lot of value because he can play nickel, he can play corner, he can play safety.
Mm-hmm.
But all those guys are doing well, and really, I'm glad that we have five preseason games for situations like that and for guys like Trey Waynes and some of these younger guys because, you know, they're going to get a lot of time against other people that – when they don't know that they haven't seen those plays before and things happen and they have to make decisions. And that's really the difference in your football team is how do guys react when they haven't seen things or things that you haven't gone over because it happens every week. And the guys that are the smart guys, the guys that think fast on their feet and can react and make adjustments really tend to help your football team.
You feel okay now with the defensive end rotation? You know, I know you had mentioned a month and change ago that you wanted to rotate your defensive ends more than you did last year. You got Robinson and Griffin, then Crichton, Daniil Hunter, and so on. You feel okay with that rotation?
Yeah, I think, and it's not just the defensive ends, it's with the defensive tackles too, with Shamar Stephan, and you know, Linville Joseph's had an outstanding spring. He looks so much better than last year. You know, last year he came in and learned a new system. Then he had the injury that kept him sidelined and missed most of all this stuff. And he missed a lot of it because he had a shoulder injury coming in here. But he looks very good. Sharif, you know, he looks good. And then again, we have to temper those. You know, I have to temper my thoughts, and the same with the coaches is, you know, the offensive and defensive line are all going against each other in shorts. And,
yep.
You know, that's not how we play the game.
But that'll complement each other. I mean, the offensive line seems to be deeper and maybe more healthy than it was last year. And, the defensive line more crafty and savvy than it was last year, year two. So that's going to make each other better, don't you think?
Yeah, and again, our guys are working good together. And there's a lot of good things going on, but you know, when we get the pads on, that's going to be, you know, it's completely different. A lot of guys, especially in the front, can look good in shorts.
You
know, linebackers, because they're running, they're not taking guys on, and the same thing with the defensive line. But there'll be some great battles, I think, this year in camp.
And camp's 5 weeks and change from now. Last one for head coach Mike Zimmer. What do you do for the next 5 weeks? Do you relax? Do you spend a lot of time around here? What do you do?
I'm going to head down to my little place here for a while.
Here comes the tractor.
Yeah, I'll be on the tractor a little bit. I'm going to go to Dallas for a little bit and see my daughter and my parents' 60th wedding anniversary, so
wow.
I have to go do that. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'll be in and out a little bit and got a couple little minor surgeries I got to take care of.
Jeez.
Just nothing big. But,
okay, nothing.
Yeah.
No. Hopefully not as painful as the one you had last season.
Well, that's what we're trying to prevent.
Trying to get that thing to go through there. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for not canceling practice today. It helps me a lot up to training camp.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Paul.
I really
thank
appreciate
you.
That. Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. I'm Paul Allen. Back after this.